Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Design 30 episode. Today is the very first Design More Monday. And if you listen to the last episode, you will know that that was a Despair Less Friday. So this is a bit of a different cadence, a bit of a different series for Design 30. And I think it fits in really well with the tagline, Design More, Despair Less. So on Mondays, we'll start you off with a Design More Monday. And then Friday, we will leave you with a Despair Less Friday to send you into your weekend on some good vibes. So for the very first Design More Monday, I thought it'd be good to kind of go back to a concept that really shaped me. It shaped my journey as an engineer, as a designer, as looking at myself as someone who is creative and not someone who is just purely analytical or scientific or uncreative, which is something I never considered myself. I never considered myself a creative person growing up. It wasn't something that I really identified with. But this concept that really gave me a perspective shift on all of this is called creative confidence. And it's the title of a book. It's a book I've talked about a lot on this podcast. If you're a regular listener, I'm sure you recognize the title. You've heard me talk about it. I won't go into a lot of detail of that, but if you want to read the book, reach out to me. I'll send you a link. It's 100% worth reading. It's very, at least for me, it was a complete perspective shifter. And one of the reasons is just this concept of creative confidence. A lot of what creativity is just being confident in trying something. Confident enough to give it your best shot, put yourself out there, and be willing to embarrass yourself, be willing to be wrong, be willing to make mistakes. We often look at creative people in the past as people who they just naturally had this ability, right? They were just struck by their muse, by their genius, right? And in a moment, they were able to create some masterpiece. And it was just something they were born with or they were gifted with. When you research a lot of these people, it's actually not true. For most people who we consider to be very creative and prolific writers or artists or sculptors, these people, they worked at it. It wasn't something that they were necessarily born with. Yeah, they have skill and they saw the world perhaps differently than other people, but they still had to take the risk of creating something new and putting it out in the world to be criticized. Many of them were criticized. I haven't quite finished it yet, but I'm in the middle of reading a biography of Michelangelo by Walter Isaacson. And is it Michelangelo? Now I got myself second guessing. Is the book on my shelf? Leonardo da Vinci, not Michelangelo. It's one of the Ninja Turtles, right? It's easy to get them confused. But no, so it's a book on Leonardo da Vinci, and you learn about his early life. It definitely wasn't easy, but he, you know, failed. He was criticized. He was very skilled and had a lot of natural ability from early on, but some of his paintings took years to finish. There's some that he never quite finished, we don't think. There's some paintings where he was working with other artists, so it wasn't something that he just naturally had this ability and boom, created this incredible work of art, whatever we're talking about, or boom, created this incredible engineering design or feat. These are things that took a long time, and a lot of his designs in his notebooks we have now, there's no way they would actually work, but it's just him coming up with new ideas and trying new things. And, you know, he was working through some of them by actually building them, and other ones he was just coming up with ideas and drawing sketches and working through them in his mind. But it wasn't something that he was just immediately born with. He worked for it and he failed a lot and he tried a lot of ideas. And that's what this idea of creative confidence is really about. And if you read that book, it's more about you try something and you observe, you see how it goes, you get feedback on it. You need to be willing to be wrong, to be embarrassed, to have people not respond well to whatever your ideas are. And that's really what it means to be creative. It's taking that feedback and learning from it and then trying again and again and again and developing this confidence in yourself that you can create something new, right? And creating something new is always inherently risky, because when you create, you're bringing forth something that has never existed in the world ever. So it's inherently risky, right? You don't know for sure if it's going to succeed. You don't know if your podcast is going to take off. You don't know if these videos you've been spending all of this time on are going to be worth it, if people are going to identify with it. But you have to put it out there anyways, and you have to give it a shot, and you learn from how it goes. You learn from the experience. You learn from the feedback that you get from people. And that's what this idea of creative confidence is. It's that we all have the ability to create new things. And yes, it's to different degrees. Some people are very artistic. Some people are very imaginative. Some people are going to innovate something that's never been seen before. And then there's other people who are going to take something that's already been created, but they're going to perfect it, which is still an aspect of creativity, because sometimes the initial designer doesn't know exactly or the extent to which their design can be utilized. They don't know how useful it may be. And so sometimes it takes somebody else to recognize that and then take it to the next level. So there's a lot of different ways you can look at being creative. There's a lot of different ways you can apply your own creativity to whatever your work might be. And I think that was the message that really resonated with me. It's not that I didn't have to be this artist. I didn't have to be this person who was always so creative and coming up with these wild new ideas. It's like, no, I could actually be someone who perfected ideas. I could be somebody who just was willing to try a lot of different things and learn from them. And that's how I create my new designs. That's how I create my innovative products, right? So there's all of these different ways to approach it. And there's not any one of them that is better than the other. What matters is just that you try. It's that you go for it. If you have a desire to do this, if you have a desire to create new things in the world, if you have a desire to improve the world through your work, through creation, through the development of new technology, you, in a way, kind of owe it to yourself. You owe it to the world to bring those skills to fruition, to try, to give it a shot, to improve. And over time, as you do that, and as you fail and realize, still alive, it actually wasn't that big of a deal. Maybe I can try this again. And you slowly will build confidence over time. And the more confidence you have in those abilities, the more times you try something new, the more you learn, the more it's going to look from the outside that, wow, this person's super creative. Look at all these different things they're trying. They're not giving up. They're persevering through the difficulty. And so from the outside, people are like, wow, this person's super creative. And you might be looking at yourself like, I'm not a creative person. I'm just trying a lot of random things and hoping something, you know, hopefully you're not doing it randomly, right? There needs to be a method to it, a process to it, but you're just trying different things. Maybe you don't look at yourself as anything special. You're just giving it your best effort and you're enjoying it. You're having fun. You're trying to create something that has never existed before, which inherently should be really exciting. Obviously, it's going to come with difficulty. It's going to come with failure. It's going to come with doubt. Those are all things you just have to push through as you build up your own creative confidence. So that's kind of the message for this Design More Monday. It's just the importance of building up your own creative confidence. And the only way to do that is through trying. It's through putting yourself out there, putting your work out there, being willing to fail, being willing to feel embarrassed, right? Being willing to be bad at the start and building skills over time. So I hope that gives you something to think about this week. Again, if you want to read the book Creative Confidence, just shoot me a message and I will send you a link. I cannot recommend it enough. Like I said, this is a Design More Monday, so it's a little bit of this cadence, this series that I'm building up. So It's a Design More Monday, and then followed up by a Despair Less Friday. So I hope you all enjoyed this. As always, thank you so much for listening, so much for watching. You can find me on YouTube, on X, on Instagram. You can also shoot me a message, an email, reach out. I'd love to hear your ideas and your feedback. If you want to help the podcast out, help me out, it would be awesome if you could share it, and it would be great to rate it on Spotify or whatever podcast app you use. That's it. Have a great week, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Eat lots of food. Watch some football. Have a good time relaxing. And with that, I will leave it there. Remember, design more, despair less. Thanks for watching.